podcast feature this week, we catch up with Japan's national football team as they undergo altitude training in the Swiss Alps ahead of the World Cup.
May is typically the quiet season in the Swiss alpine resort of Saase Fee. This year, though, the village was honored with a special visit, one of Asian football's top teams. The Japanese national team have spent 2 weeks training in the resort ahead of the World Cup. The players were welcomed by the local authorities and local school children, who even learned some Japanese for the occasion. Just a few hours after their arrival, the team gathered for its first training session. Saase Fee built a new pitch for the Japanese to comply with the rules of FIFA, the international football body. So what did the players think about the conditions 1,800 meters above sea level? Here's midfielder Kengo Nakamura and team captain Yoshikatsu Kawaguchi.
Breathing is more difficult. The ball flies and rolls a bit further than usual, even if we don't kick it so hard. We still have to get used to this. The air is good, the view is beautiful, and the people are nice. You feel at peace here. It's the best place to recharge your batteries.
The team's antics have attracted football fans, and 100 journalists are also watching the training sessions, most of them from Japan. Just how important is football for the Japanese today? As Yoshiaki Matsumoto of Japanese Soccer Magazine explained,
it's the fourth World Cup for Japan, but honestly, unlike last time, we don't have any big stars. And the team did poorly in recent games. It's all about their state of mind.
Their minds may not yet be in the right place. On May 30th, they traveled to Austria for a friendly against England. Japan scored 2 own goals, and as a result, England came from behind to beat Japan 2-1. After one more warm-up against Ivory Coast, Japan leave Saase Fee for South Africa on June 5th. They'll play their first World Cup match against Cameroon. Here's midfielder Keisuke Honda, arguably the team's most dangerous outfield player.
Cameroon have players like Eto'o, who can score at the decisive moment. It's all about being able to take your chances. I always have to be fully concentrated to play my best.
Until then, practice makes perfect for the Japanese team in their halfway house in the Swiss Alps.